with us, please. Sorry, I was trying to make him go.
Affirmation of our faith. It's in the hymnal number 881. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Microphone's already turned on.
Hear the words of prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We stand on the brink of God's time and light again the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love.
We light these candles to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus, the light is coming into the world. Loving God, come and shine your light in the world.
What does she light?
Loving God, come and shine
your light in the world. If you all will join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The boys and girls, please come up for the children's sermon. Good morning. How are you? You all look so nice, all dressed up. You look a lot alike today, don't you? Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this week. It's one of the most exciting weeks of the whole year. What's going to happen on Friday? Do you know? Do you know what day Friday is? It's Christmas. You're right. Yeah. And what happens on Christmas? What happens on Christmas morning? Ho-ho comes, doesn't it? Yeah, he comes the night before while you're sleeping. So you better be good and go to sleep early, don't you think? So he'll come. Do you have some ideas as to what you might like for Christmas? A fire truck. That seems to be a little new. That's one of those things that happens the last week before Christmas. They change their minds. What about you, Bailey?
An Elsa
car. Do you like Elsa? For those of you who don't know about Elsa, I think she's in
Frozen.
Right. The movie, the Disney movie Frozen. So, sounds like you have it all planned out, except Abel has changed his mind at the last minute. Okay, why do you get those things? I get things too sometimes on Christmas. I bet your grandmother and your great-grandmother and your mom and dad get things on Christmas. Why do you get things on Christmas? Why do people give each other things on Christmas? Why does Santa come on Christmas? I'll give you a hint. This morning you were giving everybody what in the choir room? What were you giving us? Round the knees. Hugs, right. And what do hugs mean? What do hugs mean? When I love you, right. And why do you get presents on Christmas? Because you are what? Loved, right. And do you love other people? Sure. Now, who showed us how to love other people? Who did that? Who was born on Christmas night? Right. Jesus was born on Christmas night, wasn't he? Christmas Eve, yeah. And we celebrate his birthday on Christmas, don't we? Okay. Why did Jesus come? He came to show us what? What you were showing us in the choir room. What were you showing us by giving us all those hugs? You were showing us what? Love. Right, Bailey. Can you say that loud? No. Can you say Mabel?
Love.
No. Maybe another time. At any rate, he came to show us how to love, didn't he? He did, right, by his life and by his witness, and he showed us what we're supposed to do, and that's why we give each other presents at Christmas and birthdays and other times. That's why we give hugs to choir members around the knees, and that's why we tell people that we love them, and we show them that we love them, don't we? By doing nice things. Yeah, we do. Okay. So, this week I have something for you to do. Can you do it? I want you to give somebody else hugs around the knees because we all liked it. What did we do when you hugged us, Bailey? Did we smile? Yeah. Did we hug you back? Did we hug you back? Yeah, we did. We patted you on the back and we hugged you back. I know we did because I saw Linda hug you, so I know you got hugged back. Did you get a hug, babe? Did you get a hug, Abel? Did you get one? Well, we'll see that you get one before you leave here. Okay. So this week, be sure you give people love. Be sure you give them hugs. Be sure you say thank you for what you get for Christmas. That goes for all of us, doesn't it? We all need to say thank you. And let's remember whose birthday it is and why we share that love at Christmas.
Whose birthday is it? Jesus' birthday, right. Okay, can we have a prayer? Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this week and for all that it means to all of us. We're grateful for your Son's coming into the world to show us a better way and to show us how to love each other and to appreciate each other. Help us to do that. Help us this week to remember who we are and whose we are, and to praise your holy name. Amen. Thank you for coming up, boys and girls. Right. Which means, so be it.
Thank you, Virginia.
You're welcome. I'm standing on my robe.
We're going to veer off a little bit from what's in the bulletin. The scripture lesson today, I've been asked to read the kind of follows up with what Virginia was talking with the children about. I've been asked to read the Christmas story from Luke. Keith's going to put it up on the screens. If you're trying to follow along in the Bible, it's Luke 2, verses 1 through 19. And this is from the King James Version. And then I'm going to skip a few and pick it up again at 25 through 34. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same county shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. All right, now down to 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, they took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. I'm going to read you now something was from our Sunday school lesson this morning. It pertains to Simeon and the baby Jesus. Touching the baby Jesus became for Simeon a beacon of hope. In a sense, the shepherds played the same role. They celebrated the joy of the birth of the Savior, but likely went back the next night to the same drudgery of watching sheep. Their circumstances did not change, but the joy inside them continued. Mary and Joseph did not enjoy higher social standing or more money, at least not in Luke's account. When we celebrate Christmas, we might notice that after December 25th, our lives go back to the status quo. The problems we faced before Christmas have not gone away, yet we can celebrate Christmas as a beacon of hope that God has acted in comfort. God has brought joy into the world. The act of the birth of Jesus points toward the ultimate restoration of all creation in God's time. Our circumstances may not change at Christmas, but we can celebrate because God has entered into our world in hope and comfort. I thought that was pretty well said. It's on you. We'll do the offering now. Okay. If the ushers will come forward, we'll do the offering. Now is the time for the offering.
Thank you.
Y'all can be seated. Oh, Tommy wanted to do that. Sorry, y'all get back up and let him do it. No. What we're going to do now is just kind of have a little Christmas sing. The choir, you all are going to start out by singing hymn number 249. There is a song in the air. We'll do all four verses of that. But what I want you to do is to pick out a Christmas song that you would like for us. But when you call it out, please don't just call out the name. Tell us the number, because it makes it a little bit easier for our instrumentalist. I know they're good, but sometimes it helps a little bit if they know what page number it is, okay? So please join us as we sing There's a Song in the Air. Choir, you're going to have to stand, sorry. You want to come? That's Becky Lane's song. Becky Lane may have to lead it because I don't know that Terry knows it. Go for it. Do the first and fourth verse of this. Thank you.
somebody had their hand up. Yes? 238. I think we need to stand for this one to get the volume up. Stand with us. Sorry, Miss Dawn. Do the first and fourth verse of this one also.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply echoing their joyous strains.
Sit back down, you can. 245. We'll do, well, let's just do the first and the last again.
Shepherds in fields as they
39. Oh, that's what we're going to close with. Will you let us wait just a few minutes on that one? We wanted to close with that one. Would that be okay? We're going to close with that one. Is that okay, Peggy? Okay. Do you have anybody else? 221. That's really Becky's song.
Yeah, Becky's.
Oh,
49. We did that. We started out with that one. I'm sorry.
254.
What are you doing picking songs? We Three Kings, 254. With 239, Silent Night, and we'll sing all four verses of this. Page 239.
Holy night, holy song.
that concludes our service. Glad everybody came today, and I hope to see you Thursday night.